Mark chapter 5, verse 1. They went across the lake to the region of Gennesaret. And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could bring him, could bind him or contain or control him anymore. Not even with chains. Every time they tied him up, he would break loose. For he had often been chained hand and foot, and he would simply tear the chains apart and break the irons off his feet. And no one was strong enough, it seems, to subdue him or his affliction. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and even cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran, fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Son of the Most High God? Have you come to torture me?" And Jesus said to him, "Come out of him, you impure spirit." There are a couple of things about this passage of Scripture. Morning, Lee and Durbin. A couple of things about this passage of Scripture that are really striking. This man had an impure spirit. Actually, later we find out he had lots of them. And people tried to change him from external to internal. They tried external efforts, such as chaining him and binding him and isolating him and removing him from society and all kinds of things to see if they can control whatever was bothering him. And it never worked. And you know, there is a lesson there for all of us, that those kinds of things, external restraints, forcing yourself to try to become somebody, never works. Trying to contain something externally, we just don't have the strength to control, contain things. Jesus uses this miracle in front of his disciples who were with him on the boat to remind us that we change from the inside out. We don't change from the outside in. Jesus had to speak into that man's heart and set free whatever was there and eliminate it so that he could truly be free. And you know, there's no way of controlling yourself through checks and balances and measures if inside of you, your nature doesn't change. And your nature is growing and evolving, and it absolutely is changing. And Jesus can change it just through a word, through a command, through a moment or an encounter. So there are a couple of things about that moment that I absolutely love. The first is that Jesus came to the man breaking his isolation. Do you know that God looks for us? And even though we try to hide some of our stuff, Jesus finds us and Jesus steps into the stuff. And Jesus sets us free from the stuff. And I wanted to encourage you that you should never allow something to isolate you from God or isolate you from your future. You should never allow something that you're either ashamed of or frustrated by or awkward about to isolate you. Let Jesus come into your stuff and set you free from your stuff. I think there's something really powerful about that. The second thing that I think is really powerful from that passage of Scripture in our devotion is that he was afraid of punishment. And Jesus absolutely has not come to punish. Jesus has come to set us free. And I love that this fear the world has that there is a punishing God trying to execute some sort of a death sentence on us is not at all who he is. God is loving, compassionate. He's the great physician and healer. He's the redeemer. He's the lover of our soul. He is affectionately for us and not against us. I just really want to encourage you this morning that not only is God keen to break your isolation or your uncertainty or your hiding of things, but he's also keen to see us healed and not to punish us. You know, if God wanted to punish us, he would have done that a long time ago. God is not trying to punish us. We sometimes are punished by our own actions. We're sometimes punished by the enemy. We're sometimes punished by the setup in our lives. But God is for us and not against us. It's the love of a father. And if there is ever eternal punishment, it's not God who does it. It is our sin who does it. Sins punish us. God doesn't punish us. God's trying to give relief from the punishment of sin and death. So I love the power of that. And then the third thing I absolutely love is that when the parable, a bigger part in the miracle, is finished, Jesus reunites him with society, says this man's life has changed, and he breaks patterns. You know, there's something about we make a good start and then it's not long and we're back in the same predictable pattern. But when we've encountered Jesus, he sets us on new patterns, new ways and new steps and new routines and new relationships. I think that is incredible. I love the fact that it's not just a short term, you know, it's not just a break from your patterns for a little while and then, you know, you slide back into them. Not at all. He rewires you, sets you up. There's that word from Sunday. Sets you up better and reunites you. And so I love a couple of things, that his power comes from God and not from some sort of clever orchestration, that there's no punishment in God. Instead, there's genuine affection and compassion. And thirdly, there are new patterns, that you don't have to fall back into some sort of a predictable thing and then say, I can't help myself. This man was set free into new patterns. So from a practical application, I want to pray with us today that whatever growth needs to happen in us comes from the inside, that it's internal to external. And secondly, that we'll never have a relationship with God that is based on a fear of punishment, but rather on a relationship based on affection and on love. After all, loving God is far greater than fearing God. And God loving us is far greater than God punishing us. Surely those are greater things. And God is a God of greater things. Our covenant is built on better promises. And then thirdly, that we have new patterns, you know, that God sets us up in a new kind of life, that the life we lead next year could be completely different to the one we're leading this year. So much better, so much more improved, so much more growth, that you could find yourself in new environments. One part of the scripture says we find ourselves in these wide open spaces of God's favor. And I think the joy of all of that. I'm reminded today that things are happening on the inside of me by the grace of God. It won't be long now, and they'll be revealed externally. So I hope that principle helps. Let's take a moment to pray, and I look forward to seeing you this week in our devotion. Please don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and click the notification bell, like the video, and Facebook. Please share this with your friends. You'll be surprised how many messages we get of people who've watched for the first time because you've shared and have felt God's presence and encouragement. So let's pass it on. Let's pray. So Father, we thank you so much that you change us from the inside out, that it is not about external restraints, restrictions, limitations. Those things are pointless. But what is really powerful is when you speak the word. And when you say it into our hearts and we hear it and believe it, we change, we grow, we mature, we're set free. So I thank you for that. And thank you for new patterns that you establish in our lives, that we don't have to live on some sort of a predictable pre-programming, but that we have the joy of a new life being renewed day by day because of the power of your words spoken over our lives. And thank you that we will never have a relationship with you built on fear of punishment, but instead a relationship built on genuine, godly affection, that we can say we love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.